This is the Daily Goss with Alan Dodger.
It would appear that experts have discovered a pie gene. And it's a pie gene that makes people crave fast food. Apparently the trigger ruins diets and makes us tuck into treats such as burgers and chips. Apparently affects two-thirds of us. And sufferers can eat 100 calories more per meal. Now they've compared that to a bag of Wotsits. A bag of Wotsits, really? 100 calories? Never have guessed that one. Hello, how are you doing? I'm Alan Dodgen, this is thedailygoss.com. It's Friday, it's the 12th of December. Oh, what a week we've had. It's been a very, very busy week. I'm glad the weekend's here. I'm very much looking forward to this weekend. Actually, I'm picking people up from a Christmas party tonight. Not mine, I'm just doing people a favour. Oh, how joyous that it will be. Really looking forward to that. Are we all looking forward to the X Factor this weekend as well? It's the biggie. It's the final. It's finally here. And apparently, there's talk that because of the credit crunch taking place, that the runners-up, you know, basically second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, basically all of them, they may not get a record contract. In the past, of course, let's look at last year. You had Leon, of course, who is just had an album out. And then you had some runner-ups who have only just released their albums. You, of course, had Same Difference and Ridian. But this year, apparently because of this credit crunch, that may not happen. There may not be enough money in the kitty, basically. Now, I don't understand how that can be true, seeing as Simon's making an absolute bundle out of all this. So I can't believe for a second that there isn't enough money around. But if this is to be believed, and, you know, I mean, it's in the tabloid, so it must be true, then there may not be jobs available or contracts around for the runners-up. There we go. I love this headline, actually, in the Daily Star, which says Cheryl backing favourite Alex. Well, of course she is. It's her act. She's not going to not back her, is she? I mean, what's all that about? Anyway, Katie Price, Peter Andre. The rumours are being fueled that they may be heading for a split. Apparently, Peter Andre was on a night out with his buddies, one of which, oh, I can't believe this, I mean, is Austin Drage, or Drag, or Drag. Don't know how you pronounce it. Now, come on, if you've been watching X Factor, you'll know who this is. He was, as they've described in the flop, he got voted out very early on. But he's now become friends with Peter Andre. You know, the talented people will stick together, don't they? Anyway, he was on a night out, and Katie Price basically came and spoilt it. She apparently came in and walked straight up to them and just hung around, didn't really talk to Peter or anything like that, but basically ruined the night for Peter, who was surrounded by a lot of girls. And then she left, and apparently was spotted without her wedding ring, fueling even more speculation that their marriage could be on the cards. Oh, no. Oh, I hope... I'd like to think they're not going to. You know, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm not a big fan of Katie Price, but I do take my hat off to her. I'm very, very impressed by the way she's made a success of herself. So, good on you, Katie. Really well done. Simon Cowell has also confirmed exclusive revelations in the Daily Star. Oh, that was in the Star, basically. Sorry. By the way, that wasn't the Sun. That had the quote from Cheryl. Beg your pardon. Take that back. As... confirmed exclusive revelations that the X Factor is the victim of Dirty Tricks campaign. Now, we said this yesterday, or was it the day before? We've already known this, but he's actually come out and said it. He's actually come out. And I'll tell you what else he's come out and said, which, again, is a story that everybody already knew this. It's not a revelation in any way. But he's talked finally about the relationship of Diana and Owen. Egan. Munchkin, little boy. And he's basically turned around and said, they're just two kids in love. We've known this. We know this. I mean, she denied it. We're just best of friends. He said, we're just best of friends. They're just two kids. You know, hormones running probably rampant through them at the moment. I just hope, I really, really do hope that that on Saturday in the final, when Owen gets voted off, and trust me, I think he will. I cannot believe he's going to win this. And I think he'll be the first to go as well. I think it's going to be between JLS and Alexandra, as it should be. They're the two talented acts. And, you know, Owen, you know, he can sing, but there's no X factor there. There's absolutely no X factor there, in my opinion. Anyway, as I was saying, I do hope that when he gets voted off, that Diana doesn't suddenly make this startling appearance and run on stage and start crying her eyes out. It's pointless. It's unprofessional. We don't need it on TV. Thank you very much. Alan has spoken. There we go. I hope we're all taking notes, everybody. Everybody take notes on all this. Other things going on at the moment in the news. And if you go to the website, www.thedailygoss.com, there's a story of Cliff Richard and why he's not appearing on Big Brother. Celebrity Big Brother, this is. Apparently he was asked, but he turned around and basically said, the only way I will go onto the show is if I have my own bathroom, which means I have my own toilet and there's no cameras in there. Yeah, kind of missing the point of Big Brother there, Cliff. So what do you think the producers did? Yeah, they turned around and said, no. So Cliff Richard won't be. To be honest, though, I don't know why he'd want to appear in there. He's doing fine. He doesn't need to appear in there. He's not promoting anything at the moment, is he? He doesn't need to promote his stuff, surely. Because, I mean, he's got his, like, legion of fans out there that, you know, that like him. And he just gets by, you know. And when we did a search on the websites that do the DVDs and music and stuff like that, and looked up Cliff Richard, there was loads of stuff. I think he's even got a new DVD out this year, which is just a rehash of the old stuff, isn't it? Oh, well, I don't know. Anyway, if you go to the website as well, you can also look at the new Skins characters. We had this up yesterday. I think we had it up on Wednesday, actually, and we changed some of the videos yesterday. Go and check that out. If you're a fan of the old Skins, of course, the cast has totally changed. Totally new cast, which is a shame because we liked that cast. But there's a whole new cast. I'm sure we'll all start to fall in love with them as well. So you can see a couple of the characters. All the new characters haven't been revealed yet, but there's a few on there at the moment. So you can go and check out that as well. Rydian apparently prefers Cheryl to Danny. Well, that isn't news, is it? Is that really news? I don't believe that for a second, so I'm going to move on. Apparently, now again, this is not news. I think everybody's been talking about this for such a long time. Hollywood star Heath Ledger is being tipped, of course, you know, dead Hollywood star here. He tragically died the other year. Is being tipped for Oscar glory after picking up a Golden Globe nomination. You see, you don't have to be alive to get these awards. You don't have to be alive. Now, everybody's been raving about him in his performance. And I must be honest, I've been a Batman fan since I was a child. And I have a set image of how the Joker should be. And as much as I did enjoy his performance in the film, to me, that wasn't the Joker. And that kind of ruins it for me. And that's why I don't think he deserves an Oscar for the performance. But that's just a personal thing. As an all-round actor, he was fantastic. You know, Brokeback Mountain, maybe he should have got an award for that. But no, they're going to give it in for something like Batman. Words just evaded me. Oh, I don't know. If you have a look in the papers over the weekend, I'm sure there's going to be more and more stories and scandal coming from X Factor. And of course, the big story that has been going around for a while and for the rest of earlier this week was, of course, the fact that they think there was an insider with somebody who might have been an ex-contestant trying to ruin the X Factor. We shall see. I'm going to cut this podcast. Come on. Here we go, you see. This is why the weekend's a good thing. I complained earlier in the week that I couldn't talk. I still can't talk today. I so need some rest. I've even lost my track. Oh, yes. If you're looking for... Oh, dear. There's no help, is there? There's no help. If you're a fan of the soaps, you can go and check out our soap podcast with the amazing Susan Spence. Go and check out the website. And if you're listening to this from Podcast Directory, you can go to it at www.thedailygoss.com. I'm Alan Dodgson. It's the 12th of December. Have a great weekend. I know I'm going to relax and just enjoy it. Take care. Bye-bye.